If you save at a bank, this message is for you. Simply put, saving at Citizens beats money in the bank. Citizens Savings offers the highest interest allowed on 6-month $10,000 money market certificates and higher than bank interest on every other savings plan, including our new 5.5% passbook and 4-year money market accounts. And we've eliminated minimum deposit requirements for our long-term certificates. Your checking funds earn the highest interest available, too, with Citizens Check Your Interest Plan. And Citizens' exclusive family financial system offers you valuable services to help keep your budget on target, organize key financial information, even have your income tax returns prepared for you. Why settle for less? Saving at Citizens beats money in the bank. And that's a promise from your wise financial friend.
Citizens, that's who.
Citizens Savings and Loan Association.
The Rams waived kicker Frank Jordan of USC. UCLA football coach Terry Donahue wishes USC had waived Jordan a couple of years ago. Maybe Notre Dame, too. He kicked some big ones for Troy. Rams meet Oakland here Saturday night at the Coliseum. Carl Eller, 37-year-old all-pro defensive end of the Minnesota Vikings, was traded to the Seattle Seahawks for Steve Niehaus and a future draft choice. Dave's in town with the Seattle Mariners. We saw him last night. They're not related. At the forum, Dr. Jerry Buss introduced his new Laker coach to the media. Style of play for the Lakers, Jack McKinney, the new coach, says,
I would like to run very much, run more than they have here, and make it a constant running game. I would like to get everyone involved in more of a moving offense instead of a standing around and watching Kareem once in a while and putting the pressure on him. I think we can do that. I think Kareem would appreciate it, and I think it will be beneficial to Kareem and to the team. And when you have someone like Magic Johnson that can help you do these things, it should make it a little easier.
Jack McKinney, new coach of the Lakers. That wraps up the morning sports report, brought to you by Citizen Savings, your best financial friend, over 80 offices statewide. This is Fred Hessler and the Dick Whittinghill Show.
All right, Fred, and now the latest traffic conditions, brought to you by Mark C. Bloom from KMPC Air Watch. We go again to John McElhaney.
Foot, I'm moving westbound along the Mulholland here at Coldwater Canyon. And no major problems here. Canyon Road's looking pretty good. Cahuenga Pass is wide open. We left the 411. A little bit of slowing inbound along that Hollywood at Vermont, but all the lanes were wide open. For Mark C. Bloom, McElhaney, KMPC's jet helicopter work clear.
And Pamela McGinnis, where are you now?
We're Tom northbound on the Santa Ana Freeway, just crossing the Riverside, the 91. Traffic is moving well in both directions here. However, behind me at Garden Grove, we have a problem on the eastbound Garden Grove Freeway. Right at the Santa Ana, a couple of vehicles are in the number 2 lane. That's causing a delay. That's eastbound Garden Grove at the Santa Ana. This is Pamela McGinnis, flying KMPC's Big Orange for Mark C. Bloom.
From the KMPC Traffic Information Center, elsewhere around Southland Freeway, things moving without serious incidents, and that includes the Civic Center at this hour. So in the Traffic Information Center for Mark C. Bloom, this is George Anderson, 710 KMPC.
Can you guess what that is? It's a nice thing to have, a portable car vacuum cleaner. But somehow you never get around to buying one, right? Well, now you don't have to. Mark C. Bloom and Pirelli Tire have a special portable car vacuum cleaner offer for you. The cleanest deal in town. Right now, buy any two or more Pirelli tires at Mark C. Bloom, and you'll get a powerful portable car vacuum absolutely free. A $25 value, this Craco car vacuum is compact, lightweight, and plugs into your car's cigarette lighter. Comes with a handy 16-foot cord, too, for boats, campers, trailers, even small aircraft. And like I said, it's yours free with the purchase of any two or more outstanding Pirelli steel-belted radial tires, like the P76 for American cars, the P3 for imported cars, the new P6 high-performance, low-profile tire, or any other Pirelli tires you choose. All at Bloom's money-saving prices. Better hurry, though. The cleanest deal in town at Mark C. Bloom ends August 7th.
We're reminiscing on the Whittinghill outrage all this week. And back in 1958, I recall this, I think it was George Russell brought this record in. And the other guys wouldn't play it for some reason or other. And maybe it was just because I was stubborn or something, wanted to be different. I thought it sounded pretty good. And I never went for the thing to say, well, when you heard it first, you heard it here it on my show. I never went for that sort of thing. So I didn't make much of it, but I'm reminded that we introduced this record. And it was a recall tune.
710 KMPC. throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. I met her on the mountain. There I took her life. Met her on the mountain. Stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't it been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee.
Well now, boy,
hang down your head, Dooley.
Hang down your head and try.
Oh well,
hang down your head,
Dooley.
Oh boy, you're bound to die.
Oh well now, boy.
Tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Oh well now, boy,
hang down your head.
Bound to die.
Yeah, a recall tune from the Kingston Trio that took us back to 1958. Tom Dooley at exactly 18 minutes to late at KMPC.
Never settle for second best. Get the chicken you know is fresh. A beautiful chicken tastes better in oh so many ways. Cause it's fresher by the hours. Not a matter of days. It's the California chicken, Zaki Farms.
At Zaki Farms, we put our reputation right on the table a million times a week. Cause when you want a perfect chicken, and freshness is a must, ask for Zaki Farms.
Today through Wednesday, except late night and early morning, low clouds and fog near the coast, slightly warmer with highs both days in the upper 80s, low tonight in the mid-60s. Unhealthful air quality in the basin, it is 65 at KMPC.
That's a word from the weatherman, KMPC Los Angeles.
People use our money to get the most out of life.
Summer, it's a great time to enjoy yourself. And we have a way to help you take life easier, the HFC Bill Payer Loan. Consolidate your bills. Make just one monthly payment that may be less than the total you're paying now. The Bill Payer Loan from Household Finance, an equal opportunity lender.
Come on in to HFC.
See the phone book for the office nearest you. Reminiscing here in the Whittingall Outrage, I don't recall ever doing this. We do with the Foster Brooks when he first started here a long time ago. It's called the Speech Saver. You see, some of these things just sound brand new to me because I can't remember. What was this one?
And now we pause in our busy day to bring you this important feature, the Speech Saver. Once again, the Dick Whittinghill Show reminds you that talk is cheap while time is precious, and that the same sentence can often be used to describe two very different situations. Now here are the Whittinghill players to show you what we mean.
Hey, you see that girl was standing in front of me in the elevator?
You mean the blonde? You bet I saw her. Wow.
Yes, she was standing on my foot and wouldn't move. I even pinched her and she didn't move.
There's a better way to make a move.
And now here is the other situation.
You know, it's really something trying to feed a wife and six kids. Last night we had chicken and everybody left the table hungry.
Well, chickens are too small. Get something bigger. I'll tell you what, get a gander, a good-sized gander. That'll feed the whole crowd.
And now, here is the word-saving sentence that sums up both of these situations.
You'll do better with a goose.
Oh, terrible stuff we were doing. I'll use my old adenoid voice again. Hello, that's the only voice I could do, I guess. Oh, well, reminisce. The time is 15 minutes till 8 o'clock as we do a story record. This one goes back so far. I did this story record, I believe, when Bender was my engineer, because I recall he'd be a better fellow to do it because he was kind of staid type of person and one of the elderly fellows around the station. I was younger then. But he goes into the store to get his wife a girdle. Now, he doesn't know anything about a girdle. He doesn't know anything about women's clothes or anything else. So this fellow standing behind the counter selling girdles, and he says, Bender says, "What's a girdle?" And the guy says, "Here, I'll show you." And he brings it out, and Bender says, "My goodness, how on earth do you get into one of those things?" The guy says, "I'll show you." So he comes around outside behind the counter there and comes out, and he says,
"First you put your tunies close up tight. You swing 'em to the left, and then you swing 'em to the right. Step around the floor kind of nice and light, and then you twist around with all of your might. Spread your loving arms way out in space. You do the eagle rock with such style and grace. You put your left foot out and then you bring it back. That's what I call ballin' the jack."
Yeah, that was one of the story records we did many, many years ago. A lot of you people have sent in the story records and won many prizes throughout the years. It is 18 minutes till 8 o'clock at KMPC. Latest traffic conditions brought to you by Dotson from KMPC Air Watch. We go to John McElhinney.
Well, I'm moving east on the Ventura now from Reseda Boulevard, and you're crowded out here, but the lanes are all open for you as you move toward the San Diego. So follow the pass, looks good, and three cars involved in the center divided about Van Nuys Boulevard, causing some slowing. For Dotson, John McElhinney, KMPC's jet helicopter, we're clear.
Also for Dotson, Pamela McGinnis.
I'm eastbound on the 210, just leaving the 605, and apart from an incident clearing eastbound Garden Grove at the Santa Ana Freeway, I'm not aware of any unusual traffic situations in Orange County. For Dotson, Pamela McGinnis, flying KMPC's Big Orange clear.
From the KMPC Traffic Information Center to the west of the downtown area, inbound on the Santa Monica Freeway, right around La Brea, a CHP motorcycle officer has a disabled vehicle on the outside lane. He's waiting for a car unit to push that vehicle out of the lane, but again, be careful there. That's inbound on the Santa Monica Freeway, right around La Brea. In the Traffic Information Center for Dotson, this is George Anderson, 710 KMPC.
Heard about the guy who bought a new sports car and then priced the Dotson 280ZX? He's still kicking himself for what he missed. The moral is, you could be paying the price of a Z and not getting a Z. Before you buy any sports car, price the Dotson 280ZX. Don't let that fuel-injected performance fool you. Don't let those plush velour buckets, that four-speaker stereo, that cruise control and power steering mislead you. The Z is sticker priced less than you think. It's actually one-third the price of some cars it outclassed to become Motor Trend's Import Car of the Year. The Dotson 280ZX in lower-priced performance models or grand luxury versions. Test pricing. Awesome costs less than you think.
Nobody demands more from the Dotson than Dotson. We are driven.
See your your Datsun dealer today. He's got your 280ZX for less than you think.
I don't know about you folks out there, but I'm certainly enjoying this reminiscing thing because Mary is digging up stuff that I'd completely forgotten about. He says, we're going to do Bertie McBride. I said, what was that? They explained to me that was a cleaning woman played by Jack Angel. She used to vacuum up the joint. And on this one, she talks about Fregosi when he was playing with the Angels, Dick Enberg when he first started, Dave Niehaus when he was here. Bertie McBride, the cleaning woman. Yeah, let's hear that.
God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the wintertime.
Oh, you know who that is, Bertie
God
McBride,
didn't
perhaps.
Make
Bertie!
What?
Will you turn down the vacuum? I can't hear you.
What? I can't hear you. Got the vacuum turned on.
That's it, honey. I said turn it down.
Wait till I turn the vacuum on.
All right. Sit down and rest your weary bones,
Bertie. Oh, I'll tell you, they are weary today, too.
Bertie McBride, you know that I haven't seen you in like two months at least. Where you been?
Well, it's been about that. I'll tell you, I've been down at Orange County. I've been down at, what do they call that thing, the Big A.
You've been down with the baseball team?
Well, not exactly with the team, but I've been down there at that place where they play ball.
We've been working out or something with them?
No, none of the ball players was there, darn it. No, I tell you, they needed somebody to clean up the locker room for the new baseball season or something, and I got volunteered for the job.
You didn't get volunteered. You got honked because that was a terrible job cleaning up their locker room.
That's really rank in there. Them ball players are their dirty old, what do they call them, spikes?
Well, the other things they just leave hanging around there
on
the floor.
Oh, I know it. Oh, that's
terrible.
I'll tell the world.
Imagine for Jim Fregosi's locker must be awful, those Italians, you know.
You should have seen it. Old dried meatballs in there and all kinds of stuff.
Must have been awful. It's too bad you got honked into that deal.
Well, this is the last time I ever worked for a radio station that owns a ball club.
I don't blame you. Hey, did you get a chance to meet Dick Enberg by chance?
See that new guy, that guy who's doing, what do they call that?
Sportscaster. He calls the Angels games. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Isn't he a handsome devil?
Isn't he, though? And talented?
And,
woo.
Yes, he is. And smart.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah, and you know something? He's got to be new here, right? He hasn't done this too long, is that right?
No, just new one here.
Yeah. Well, I knew that because he's back here in the sports office, you know.
Right.
With the walking whale, Dave Niehaus.
Cole Lash, yes.
Yeah, and his is the only clean desk back there. I figured he had to be a new guy.
Hasn't learned to get dirty yet.
Yeah, he'll learn before long.
Well, tell me some more of what you've been doing. Hey,
well, I was going to tell you about Enberg.
Oh.
Yes. He's a PhD. Did you know that?
Well, I heard that.
He's
what
a smart guy. And what?
Where did he get his PhD or what for?
Well, baseballology, I suppose.
Baseballology could
I don't
be.
Know. But I'll tell you, I stumped him back there.
What'd you say?
Well, I just said, well, I don't know what all the excitement is about. I thought they decided who was champion last year, and he just stood there and looked at me with his mouth open.
Well, Bertie, see, they choose a new baseball champion every year.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like a waste of time.
To you, probably.
Yeah. Well, I heard Enberg talking about the fact that the Angels hired 3 new coaches.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see, what is it? One for throwing and one for hitting.
Yeah, the...
And one for TV commercials.
Bertie.
Oh, yeah.
You sneaked one in on me there.
Yes, I did. Oh, my old man Herman, he's a baseball fan, you know.
The one who drinks.
Yeah,
Herman,
the one who drinks. He quit smoking, though.
Did he?
Yes, he did. And I'm so mad at him for that.
Why? What?
Well, he smoked them big, long cigars, you know.
Uh-huh.
Only thing was, he quit 2 weeks ago, and he didn't tell me about it. And for 2 weeks, I've been looking to see where he's been stashing the ashes.
Rascal. Boy. He must be a doozy.
Yeah, and he's, of course, the reason he quit was because he's such a cheapskate, you know.
Is he cheap?
Oh, is he? You know, he found out that smoking cigars cost him $10 a month, so he gave it up.
Oh.
So cheap he wouldn't pay $10 a month to be Raquel Welch's wrestling coach.
Say you are hot today, Bertie.
Yeah, but I better get hot on the job here now. And
well, Nick is coming down the hall, is he? Or
no, Nick isn't here. He's in the hospital.
Oh, yes, had a...
There's a hernia.
Hernia, yes.
Yes, well, hurt himself, poor boy.
We expect him back soon. It's awfully good to see you, and feel free to come in at any time.
Well, I would sure love that.
Come in anytime.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us your love.
Okay. Seems like we had a lot... Oh, there more?
God didn't make little green apples,
Bertie McBride, my goodness, played by Jack Angel. We seemed to have a lot more time in those days. We could keep on going forever. Now we have so many commercials to take. It is now 6 minutes until 8 at KMPC.
Hold on. Here it comes from Montgomery Ward. 15 to 50% off the regular price of all Ward's furniture and lamps in stock or custom ordered. Here we go. 15% off Ward's recliners, dining rooms, dinettes, and bedroom sets. 15% off Ward's various sleeper sofas and corner groups. 20% off all Ward's love seats, sofas, and lamps. And 20 to 50% off all Ward's style house bedding. Sound good? You bet it is. Sunday 11 to 6, weekdays till 9 at Montgomery Ward. And you can charge it.
Bean bag.
Bean bag.
Bean bag.
Oh, the greatest portable since the pillow.
On sale at Montgomery Ward for half price.
$24.99 bean bags for $12.49.
Ward's bean bags are vinyl with a zip closing.
In smart decorator colors at half price.
Pick it up and take it with you.
Into your den to watch TV.
Outside on your patio. Inside the bedroom.
Put Ward's bean bags into your camper.
For a special vacation trip.
Or furnish your van the easy way.
Shop Montgomery Ward the easy way.
Weekdays till 9, Sunday 11 to 6.
Montgomery Ward's bean bags.
Half price at your favorite store.
Montgomery Ward.
Montgomery Ward.
Montgomery Ward.
Now get me.
There's no rivalry to match the one between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants. They're playing Monday, August 6th, and Safeway wants you to see the game between these great rivals at tremendous savings. Your Safeway store has $3.50 tickets for this game at half price, only $1.75. Half price tickets at Safeway for the Dodger-Giant game, August 6th. Go get them, except in San Diego and Imperial Counties and Catalina.
Safeway!
Heard that, Nate? Yeah.
Tell us what time it is.
5 minutes to late.
Now tell us, please, too, how the climate is.
All fair today through tomorrow, except late night and early morning low clouds and fog near the coast, slightly warmer. High both days in the upper 80s. We're going to have bad air conditioning, too. 66 degrees at KMPC.
We thank you for the weather report and the time of the day. Now get on with the records that you're going to play.
the mole at a minute and a half until 8 o'clock, and then we do the pledge all the time. We used to do it ourselves, and then I get so sick and tired of hearing myself do it that we opened up a contest to the schools. I think children doing the Pledge of Allegiance is much better. And the winner was a Robert Bremer Homeroom of Roosevelt Junior High.
Ready for the pledge? Stand. Positions. Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the class please be seated?
I love to hear the children doing that pledge. That's neat. I don't know what to... It's in 25 seconds, it'll be 8 o'clock. This is Whitting Hill, and I'll be back here in 10 minutes over KMPC Los Angeles with time for the Gene Brodeur News. I think that with the stuff going on and all the firings in Washington, Gene, that if they keep it up, when you pass Lincoln Memorial, that big chair in front might just be empty. You know that? Could be.
Could very well be, Whit.
I understand that President Carter got a little
unexpected.
What? Unexpected support for the SALT Treaty. Who was that?
It was from none other than former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. Yeah. He orchestrated the first arms limitation agreement with the Soviets. He set the stage for the second SALT II agreement. Today, he gave President Carter conditional support for the new arms pact. Kissinger, in prepared statements for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says he'll back the plan if the Carter administration makes a commitment to beef up the country's defense system. Henry Kissinger also wants the U.S. to clear up some shady areas involving negotiations that are continuing with the Soviets. This is KMPC News brought to you by Union Bank, the business bank. For well over 60 years, Union Bank has been at work in California, helping companies get the funds they need to match their plans. That's Union Bank, the business bank. Egyptian and Israeli government officials are discussing enforcement of the recent peace treaty amid reports of a growing dispute involving the settlement. Those talks continue in Washington soon. Correspondent Jim Anderson reports the U.S. and Israel are at odds over U.N. peacekeeping troops.
The United States says it is willing to discuss with Israel what kind of United Nations force should oversee the terms of the Israeli-Egyptian peace treaty. But Israel says it does not want a United Nations force, period. Thus, the stage appears set for a confrontation when the Israeli and Egyptian foreign ministers come to Washington next week to discuss a replacement for the UN Emergency Force, which was abolished last week by the UN Security Council. The UN force was taken up in a talk between UN Secretary General Kurt Waldheim and President Carter, but a planned meeting between Waldheim and Secretary of State Vance was canceled. Vance was tied up in a Senate committee hearing on the SALT Treaty.
Charles Duncan is expected to win Senate confirmation as President Carter's new energy chief before the week is up. Tom Foti has more on the story from Washington.
Before the Energy Committee voted to approve his nomination, Duncan told the senators he expects to be an independent official with easy access to President Carter. He outlined a six-point energy program, including calls for better conservation and more production. And Duncan said he is intrigued about the prospects of gasohol.
Number one, I think it's short-term. It's a quick fix. It's something that you can do rapidly. Second, it has employment potential. Third, it has potential for immediate resolution of gasoline problems.
But Duncan also used his committee appearance to warn motorists that the gasoline shortage is far from over for now.
The North Hollywood-based Lundberg Energy Letter says gasoline prices could jump as much as 15.4 cents a gallon during the month of August. KMPC newsman Dave DeSoto reports on the Orange County dealer who wanted to charge $5 a gallon.
Tony Grasso, the one said he charged $5 per gallon of gas at his service station in the city of Orange, has been arraigned in municipal court here on three misdemeanor charges of violating fuel price regulations. In order to break even, as Grasso put it, he raised his prices briefly to $1.51 per gallon, actually based on half-gallon increments. Grasso had previously been fined $400 by federal investigators. He faces trial in mid-August. He never followed through on that $5 a gallon idea.
The Commerce Department released figures this morning saying a key government index designed to forecast the future of the economy declined during June, finishing the first half of 79 at its most sluggish level since the end of the 74-75 recession. Commerce says the index of leading indicators slipped 0.1% last month following a scant 0.3% jump in May. This is KMPC News.
This is Ed Hart with another bottom-line report from Union Bank, the business bank. Mixing concrete for builders and developers is a highly competitive business. One company that mixes in a lot of imagination with its operations is Central Concrete Supply Company, Incorporated. One of many innovations is a computer control tower that helps load a mixing truck every 2 minutes, speeding service and saving a lot of money. Central Concrete turns to Union Bank for the financial expertise they need. Owner Vice President Tom Albanese explains.
We're going to do about $8 million or so in sales this year, and we have some very ambitious growth plans. Our Union Bank account manager has worked with us very closely and has shown us some really creative financing, including a loan amortizing over 7 years as part of our plan for expansion.
If you're in a competitive business and would like some concrete suggestions on financing, talk to the business bank. Ed Hart for Union Bank, the business bank. Member FDIC.
A slight earthquake registering 2.7 on the Richter scale wakened some residents of Lakewood early this morning. The tremor occurred shortly before 6. There were no reports of damage, but the sheriff's substation in Lakewood did receive a few calls. This portion of KMPC News has been brought to you by Union Bank. One of the special advantages that comes with Union Bank is your own account manager, a professional business banker who knows how to put the whole bank to work on your problem. If you'd like this kind of personal help in your business, talk to Union Bank, the business bank. KMPC News continues at 8:05, brought to you by your neighborhood 7-Eleven stores. Let's check freeway traffic. First, here's John McElhaney overhead and KMPC AirWatch jet helicopter number 5. John?
And Gino from the San Fernando Valley side. A little bit of slowing out around Tampa now as you make your way across that eastbound Ventura. They've cleared that accident eastbound east of Van Nuys Boulevard. That was in the center divider. Some slowing south San Diego at Nordoff. There it'll open up, and you'll slow at Burbank as you move into the Sepulveda Pass, which was doing very nicely at our last check. KMPC's jet helicopter is clear.
Overhead again, here's Pamela McGinnis in the KMPC Big Orange.
And in the South El Monte area, we have an accident working east on the San Bernardino Freeway. It's right between Santa Anita Avenue and Peck Road. Number 1 lane is blocked. Highway patrol's on the scene. Fire department left a couple of minutes ago. It's really affecting the westbound San Bernardino traffic, with it backed up now to Pacific Avenue. That's San Bernardino between Peck and Santa Anita. This is Pamela McInnes flying KMPC's Big Orange clear.
From the KMPC Traffic Information Center to the west of downtown, they've cleared that disabled vehicle from the lane inbound on the Santa Monica Freeway around La Brea. And listening to units on the Santa Monica Freeway, they say traffic is moving very slowly as you approach the central downtown section. Drive with care today. In the Traffic Information Center, this is George Anderson, 710 KMPC.
In West Covina, 31-year-old Southgate motorcyclist was killed after he apparently ran a red light and collided with a car that turned in front of him. The victim, whose name has not been released yet, was apparently speeding south on Azusa Avenue shortly before 5 o'clock last night when he hit a car turning left from northbound Azusa to westbound Francisquito Avenue. This is KMPC News.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to your favorite cooking show, The Trotting Truffle. And this is your host here, Mr. Dan, at the Back Burner. This morning, we're going to make some delicious French bread pizza from scratch. Doesn't that sound good? You bet it does. First, we take some light and crispy French bread crust. Doesn't that look good? You bet it does. Now, we spoon on some rich tomato sauce, then some Italian sausage and pepperoni. Looks good. You bet it does. Then we take lots of shreds of mozzarella cheese and come in.
Mr. Dan?
You bet it is.
Here's that French bread pizza you ordered from 7-Eleven.
No, I mean, you're not supposed to.
You want me to put it in the oven like I usually do?
No, wait.
So folks will think you really cooked it from scratch.
ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to...
I got it down at the participating 7-Eleven.
Look,
you are Mr. Dan, aren't you?
You bet I am, and we're on the air.
I'll just put it here in your oven.
I really wish you'd called ahead.
Did I do something wrong?
You bet you did.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow with that 7-Eleven Slurpee you're going to make from scratch.
L.A. City School Board members approved $1 million increase in funding for school security last night. KMPC newsman Alex Payne has more on the story.
The money will be used to hire more security aides, buy some walkie-talkies, and additional patrol cars to cruise areas around elementary schools. The added bucks will increase the total amount of money the district plans to spend on security to $9.3 million, and it comes in response to a recent increase in school violence. But the Black Education Commission is criticizing the way the money will be spent, saying it should be pumped into student and teacher programs rather than for guards. The board is also reviewing a list of 14 finalists for the vacant school board seat. Local Chicano leaders are urging that a Mexican-American be appointed to the seat. 8 of the finalists are Mexican-American. The board votes next week, and so far, no one candidate has the needed 4 votes.
Superior Court Judge Paul Eagley is expected to hand down a decision sometime today on whether some ninth grade students in the L.A. school district should join the district's mandatory busing program. Some minor alterations of the rent control program for the city of L.A., KMPC newsman Lou Morton has details.
The city council voted to amend the rent stabilization ordinance, which took effect in May of this year, in order to prevent those landlords who rent to people on some kind of rent assistance programs, either city or federal, from evicting these renters by refusing to renew their housing assistance contracts. According to a spokesman for the city's housing department, many landlords have been refusing to renew these contracts as a way of getting around the one-year rent freeze law and thus renting an apartment unit for more money.
County bargainers have reached tentative agreement on two-year contracts with union negotiators representing 60,000 workers. L.A. Supervisor Chairman Kenneth Hahn and AFL-CIO Director Bill Robertson made the announcement yesterday. Pay and fringe benefits will average about 20% for the duration of the pacts. The breakthrough averted a threatened midnight walkout. 9 persons killed and over 60 injured early this morning when fire destroyed a wing of a Holiday Inn motel in the eastern Ohio town of Cambridge. KMPC Sports Report. Seattle beat the Angels 8-0 yesterday. Cincinnati scored 5 times in the 8th to beat the Dodgers 9-4. The Angels and Seattle again from Anaheim tonight. KMPC Airtime 7 o'clock for Angel Hotline. The KMPC Airwatch weather forecast. Night and morning low clouds with coastal fog and hazy afternoons through tomorrow. Daytime highs in the upper 80s, overnight lows in the 60s, and unhealthful air quality. 67 degrees in Hollywood. That's KMPC News, brought to you by your neighborhood 7-Eleven stores.
You know, my mornings start off real slow until I get my fresh brewed 7-Eleven hot to go coffee and some great 7-Eleven Denny's. That coffee takes the edge off my tongue. Now, you take this 7-Eleven Denny's, you've got cheese and apple, cinnamon raisin. They're all eye raising, titillating, and taste-waking tidbits that get me right off toward the tip-top of a terrific day. Yeah, fresh brewed coffee and super Danish from participating 7-Eleven. Good morning, world. Hey, everything is going to be all right.
This is Gene Brodeur. It's 810 at 710 KMPC. We're reminiscing this week on the Whitting Hill Show.
He's the first kid on the block.
First kid.
And he gets up bright and early.
Bright and early.
Well, you know he's a little nutty.
Kind of nutty.
And you know he's a little squirrely.
Kind of squirrely.
Well, he peeks at you through the hole in the record just to say hello.
Peek-a-boo, this is Whitting Hill.
In the morning on KMPC, it's the Dick Whitting Hill Show. Good morning, Dick.
Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star. Come back to me. Catch a breeze on your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, darling, please. Come back to me. On your mark, now get set. Hop a mule, hop a jet. In a towel wringing wet. I don't care, this is where you should be. From the hills to the shore, ride the wind to my turn the highways to dust. Break the law if you must. Move the world on and just come back to me. Must I yell till I'm blue? Where are you? When will you come back to me? Have you gone to the moon or the corner saloon?
Dusty Springfield to start things going here today on the Whitting Hill Outrage, and we are reminiscing today, as we will all day, all week, until we get off the air here, and then we start the Sunday show 2 hours before the round. And we're doing things that we used to do, some of the things I've forgotten about it. Marion's whipping up, we've got Ernie Perkins coming up that I've completely forgotten. We used to do a uniform of the day, too. We're going to bring that back just for the week, and then because they'd throw me out if I tried to do it. Today, it's for the uniform of the day for all women pastry makers. You're to wear a necklace of donuts, two cream puffs, and a bear claw. Okay? It's a stunning outfit. I think it'd be a stunning outfit. Yes, this is Tuesday. It is July the 31st. Those born in state in the sign of Leo. And your horoscope for today is a day of surprises. Your best friend is about to do you-know-what with you-know-who. On this day in history, in 1792, director David Rittenhouse laid the cornerstone in Philadelphia for the United States Mint, first building of the federal government. And in 1972, Missouri Senator Thomas Eagleton withdrew as Democratic vice presidential nominee 6 days after disclosing previous hospitalization and psychiatric treatment. A thought for the day, first from American writer Henry Thoreau. He said, it takes two to speak the truth, one to speak and the other to hear. My thought for the day is this. The next time you want to complain about our country, just remember that some countries are reluctant to share the or show the Waltons on TV because it would make their people envious. La Hot Club, those exciting new restaurant, backgammon and discotheque just opened in Encino. The foods are great, and you'll love lunch and dinner. Great food is what you'd expect, because the owners of La Hot Club are Marilyn and Harry Lewis, the originators of the Hamburger Hamlets. Try La Hot Hamburgers, thick and broiled from the top, served 6 different ways. Can you imagine one with cognac-soaked peppercorns and baby back ribs? Smoked over hickory chips with a sauce that's low down and hot. Black bean soup, ya-ya. That's served with ya-ya trimmings of onion, sour cream, and Madeira wine. Then there's a special order of 4 each of French fried zucchini, golden chicken wings, and New Orleans-style fried oysters with hot apricots for dunking. This Saturday, try the Nickel Brunch. Le Hot Club, lunch and dinner serving the greatest ribs. Le Hot Club, 15910 Ventura Boulevard in Encino.
Now, fellow Americans, it's time to stand up for your potato rights, to demand the only instant potatoes grown and packed in the great state of Idaho. Idaho and brand instant potatoes. The right to demand low calories and high nutrition. America, it's time to raise your forks and insist on Idaho and brand instant potatoes. And I thank you.
Happy day.
Another feature we used to do years ago that Marion has dug out, we had some Ernie Perkins with Bob Arbogast. Now we go back later. Later when we did Ernie Perkins with Jack Angel, and I'd send him out on assignments and he'd report back to me. This is Ernie Perkins. I don't know where he is.
Well, it's time to call in my friend Ernie Perkins, my very own news reporter. My answer to Don Reed at KMPC. Today we've sent Ernie Perkins downtown to give you a word picture of the deplorable conditions that exist in the overcrowded slum areas. Here in one such area, Ernie Perkins, somewhere in the field, come in, Ern.
Late afternoon, the sun rays slanting through twisted branches to cast gold and gray shadows on the littered pavement of the streets. Behind broken, half-standing fences, a row of houses leaning on one another like derelicts after a night's revel. The beckoning door of the nearest house stands slightly ajar as your reporter mounts the creaking steps to bring you another portrait of a once proud street in the last stages of decay. And this is Ernie Perkins, dayside, about to knock on the weather-beaten door.
What do you want, Buster?
Oh, how do you do? I'd like to do a piece on,
You come to the right place. Come in and take the weight off your feet.
A darkened room, heavily curtained windows at one end, an upright piano at the other. Over it, a Spanish shawl, its bright and somewhat garish flowers tumbling toward the yellow keyboard. On the wall, cheap, highly colored pictures of young ladies in various poses, their garments loose and, quite revealing. At the left, the polished banister of a worn staircase, up and down which a bevy of young ladies seem in constant motion as they grasp the arms of men who share this obviously overcrowded dwelling.
illustrating once again the cramped conditions of underprivileged housing. A blight all too common in this area, where the houses appear about to collapse under the sheer weight of their accumulating years. And yet, through it all, the young ladies who share these quarters can be heard laughing and joking with the men who apparently have rooms on the same floor. And now an older woman beckons from the top of the stairs, inviting me to participate in the study of overcrowded conditions on the second floor. And so this is Ernie Perkins, about to mount the steps to get information for still another report on living conditions in this crowded city. Ernie Perkins, Dayside, returning you to Dick Whiting Hill.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Ern. Thanks a lot, Ernie. What a dummy. It's the last time I'm going to send him out on one of those things. Play something, will you, Polly? Bob? Polly, I don't know where he was, but I know it wasn't the YMCA.
Well, you should see us now. We'd like to take a bow. Cause when it comes to pleasing people, we know how. We like the folks who fly to sea for a bet. The way our first-rate service will make them come back.
Continental is bringing back the Pacific. We're flying again to Hawaii, Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, Samoa, Guam, and Taiwan with over 8,000 seats a week available.